Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Wednesday show. Skankfest is kicking off tomorrow. This is the final show before we leave, Zach. What a treat.
And we're never coming back.
This is it. Maybe we'll just move to Vegas.
Yep.
How great would that be?
We're going native, baby.
I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. Two incredible guests on today's show. Let's get right into it. Colm Turrell from the Colm Turrell Podcast. Scott Chaplin's here from the Wrestle Roast Podcast. We got an amazing show. Let's go. I'm very, very excited. Very, very excited. Okay. This is the biggest Skankfest we've ever done, folks. The biggest one. And I know I've been talking about it for a year. And guess what? We're planning the next one. We're going to talk about the next one for the next year. This is my
get ready for some ads in 2 weeks, bitches.
What do you think's going to happen here? You think I'm stopping? You think I'm taking my foot off the gas? I don't fucking think so, bitches.
Ooh. Foot off the gas.
Ooh.
That's not bad.
Hey. I know what's going on here. you guys excited for Skankfest this year, boys?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So it's the best comedy festival, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything even close? Come on.
No, everything is so shit.
Yeah,
I mean, it really truly, is. It's like, oh, thank God you're here. That's what most festivals are. Holy fuck, thank God, dude. Yeah. I thought I was going to have to kill myself in front of industry this weekend. And this is like, oh my God, you're here. And you're here. And you're here. And you're
it's
here.
It's just a
and
party. It's yeah, just dude. Truly a party. And it's unlike any other comedy festival in the world. I'm very, very excited. Vegas is also different. This is the first year that we're doing it in a place where you can leave the festival and enjoy, like, your environment. Like, I mean, look, Brooklyn Bazaar was fine, but what was over by Brooklyn Bazaar? There was a McDonald's. There was nothing to do.
So I loved it.
Two Bros Pizza. Yeah.
But that's it. There's nothing there. You can leave. There's five stages. There's shows going on at any given time. It's going to be crazy. The best comics in the fucking world, the best podcasts, everything, right? But if you want to, you can just leave the venue, walk downstairs. You're on Fremont Street. You can gamble. You can eat incredible food. There's fucking showgirls. There's magicians. There's fucking live music. There's so much going on in the immediate area. Have you guys been to Fremont Street before?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, downtown is the shit. Have you been?
Never been to Vegas, no.
You've never been to Vegas?
No.
Doggy.
Nice. It's at Whore's More or less expensive?
Dude, it's the one place in the world where Legion of Skank fans are going to get there, and people are going to go, whoa, who are these bougie motherfuckers?
Well, is that a black hoodie? Black hoodie and some
G shorts?
This guy
got all his teeth.
So here's the thing. The hookers in Vegas.
They're high-class escorts.
They're more expensive, and they're going to rip you off.
Me?
It's just like weed. If it's legal, they're going to charge more because there's more process.
Well, it's not legal over there. These hookers.
It's not legal?
I told the story on Legion.
Oh, yeah, it's legal in like Reno, but it's not legal in Vegas, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you
what, Daddy, you want to go to Reno?
You need a shuttle bus.
You got to throw them in a trunk.
You order these hookers to your hotel room, and then they're like, oh, yeah, pay me. Like, this would happen last time. Me and my chick were ordering a hooker for a threesome.
Hell yeah, good for you.
And
didn't work out.
No. The relationship or the threesome.
What are the odds?
Why the hookers? The hooker did not work out. That was my loser.
Yeah, she was fat. Dude. She had a loose.
She was very fat.
No, but she tried. She was like, all right, it's $500. This fucking black bitch. She wasn't even hot, dude. She wasn't even hot. This fucking bitch.
And is that what you ordered?
I ordered a hot black bitch. Okay. I did not order an okay black bitch. Okay.
So, this black bitch is not hot.
Yeah. So she goes, yeah, it's $500. And I was like, all right, here we go, $500. And then I sent it to her on Zelle. And she was like, yeah, now that's just to get me here. Now, what do you guys want to do? What do you want to do? That was.
She took a fucking jetpack? What is $500 to get? How fat was she that it took her $500 to get there?
And then, yeah, she tried to charge us more money. And then I was like, no. I was like, give my money back. She's like, no, I'm not giving you a refund. She was like, that's that. You paid me to come here. I came here. And now you don't want to pay me for anything else, so I'm going to go. And I was like, well, you're not leaving. She was like, you're kidnapping me. And I was like, you're leaving. Yeah. Goodbye. Yeah.
That's when a threesome becomes a triple threat. You just gotta fucking both start beating her
up. It's so funny because if it was Kim Kongen would have fucked this bitch up, dude. I gotta stop dating these fucking scrawny ass white bitches. Kim Kongen would have fucking double egg tucked her down.
Yeah,
just
Kim
fucking
put her knuckle dusters on. Yeah. Brass.
I mean, that is a great scam if you are a fat, ugly chick to just show up in place of a hot chick. Oh, yeah. And then be like, oh, you pay me to leave now.
Yeah, it was crazy. The whole thing was fucking wild.
That's probably what she does half the time.
Don't get hookers in Vegas is the point. It's not going to work out for you the way that you want it to. It never has, never will. You go to a strip club, it's not as much fun. I mean, look, there are great strip clubs there, but that's where Vegas starts to get expensive. Skankfest Vegas can be the cheapest trip you've ever taken, or it can be a problem. It can be a problem in your life.
Coke plus whores equals
Coke,
problem.
Whores, strip clubs, and casinos.
What time does the festival end officially? Like
One a.m.
We have to leave the festival venue.
I think
venue.
We're good till one. We don't have to leave. I think we're fine.
Well, they close up the bars and stuff, right? Or no?
Yeah, but then things.
But that's the danger. They're the dangerous hours.
When
the 2 a.m.
out of Skankfest. Okay, this was going to happen. You're going to walk on it. You're like, holy shit, what a crazy festival. And every other year, you're like, wow, dude. You walk back to the hotel. You're like, that was wild, dude. Can't wait till tomorrow. You're going to walk out of Skankfest. You're going to be on Fremont Street. And there's going to be 20,000 people just going nuts, dude. Like, when you get out, these people are just starting their night.
Yeah.
It's going to be, dude, people aren't even going to sleep. It's going to be nonstop. Do not give me drugs. Yeah. Do not come near me with drugs, any of you people. By the way,
you can give me drugs and come near me.
Do you plan on doing drugs? It's just drugs that you know of?
No. I'm not doing any drugs.
Bruce has been a good boy for a long time.
First of all, I can't be.
Would you call weed as drugs?
No, I'm going to smoke weed. I'm going to drink. I'm going to smoke weed. Look, if some ketamine finds its way into my nose, maybe I'll do some ketamine. But that's it.
All right, a little bit of crack to wake me up in the morning.
Louis is going to
get
fucked up by
Friday.
Wake
up. Come on, donkey.
Coffee does nothing to me anymore.
Let's go up to the hottest girl. Can you punch me in the balls? Let's go.
Nice.
I don't have time to. I'm working. My schedule is.
I saw.
Lewis is going into this like an entrepreneur. Like he thinks he's the Rock. He's gonna have a fucking suit, and by Friday night you will be high out of your mind.
Oh yeah, dude. I'm gonna
Dude. Yeah, dad.
Papa Shango by Friday night. Yeah.
I saw
doing voodoo. It's just like, getting wild, dude. It's not gonna be good. I'm telling you right now. I'm not gonna. If you could do it, the point is you could do it expensively, or you could do it cheap. If you got your Skankfest tickets, got them on pre-sale, the cheapest one possible. You get in Thursday night. You can stay at the D. It's a shitty hotel right downtown, $35 a night. Spend no money on gambling. Spend no money on nothing.
The D is closing next week for like multiple murders.
There's a Denny's downstairs from the venue. You could just eat Denny's every day. There's a White Castle. There's so much cheap shit like right there. If you want to go and be really cheap, you can be really cheap, or you can go and be a fucking baller and go play $1,000 hands at Baccarat with your creative
legit,
guys.
So like the Golden Nugget is there, and there's buffets, there's other, you know.
There's tons. There's a steakhouse. There's a steakhouse that has an $11 steak that's downtown, dude.
And there's a merch table. Just steal it. It's Dylan. Dylan is protecting
the merch. No, it's my sister now, which is even weaker.
Oh, okay. Oh, really? She just wouldn't even bought it.
Just punch my sister right in the face.
Also, get one of those $11 steaks, put it on a fishing pole.
You might watch my sister fucking
then
run after
take
it.
All the merch you want.
I'm telling you, dude, it's going to be fucking ridiculous. I'm very excited. But here's the thing. If you guys get there Wednesday night, I'm getting there on Wednesday. Anybody who gets there tonight, this is a pre-tape. This is Wednesday, right?
Yes.
If you see me in downtown Vegas on Wednesday night, I have a couple extra tickets on me, and I announce this on the show. I announced on Twitter and I announced on Legion of Skanks as well. If you can get me in wrist control, that means you get control of both my wrists for 5 seconds, you win a free pair of Skankfest tickets.
So a cop is going to win a free pair of Skankfest tickets?
Or an accomplished grappler.
Yeah. I like that.
All right.
I'm going to be doing this a lot. I want people to come at me.
What if no one comes at you?
Then nobody wants free tickets.
Okay.
I gave away a pair of free tickets this morning on my Twitch channel. I'm just giving away everything, doggies. Come on now. In fact, you know what? Let's do our plugs. Let's plug it up. Let's start the show. Why not, right?
Yes.
Let's go. Scotty. What you plugging on?
Oh, I will be at Skankfest this weekend. Are you going? You should go. Also, my podcast, Out for Smokes, with Mike Racine and Sean McCarthy, and my other podcast, Wrestle Roast, with Dan St. Germain and Mike Lawrence.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. What's going on, fucking Colm? I don't know why I forgot your name for a second. I was going to call you Scollum Carell.
Who are you? Who we met?
One of my closest friends. I literally just like, what's his
fucking
name?
You can check out the Scollum Carell. Check out the Colm Terrell podcast available everywhere. And if you're listening from the UK, I'm doing dates in Glasgow, Liverpool, and London. London will sell out. Glasgow and Liverpool will be busy. So buy some tickets.
Low ticket alert. Show added, not.
Yeah, I should do a fake sold out. The first show sold out.
Yeah, dude. Like, there is no 7 o'clock show. But like, yeah, we added a 9. It's just the 9.
Classic smoking mirrors. Yeah, so do that. And then also, I'm doing a show with Lewis at the New York Comedy Festival, believe it.
Yeah, you are.
He has the details.
November 11th.
November 11th.
Offend everyone.
Go check that out. Everyone. Yeah, but if you're in the UK and you listen to Skanks or Real Ass Podcast, please come out, support, show them what's up.
Hell yeah. Zach.
October 28th, Paradise Theater in Toronto. Live stand-up show and a live Midnight Spook show. And I think I'm on that Offend Everyone November the 11th as well.
You are? Yeah, the Offend Everyone tour continues on. Me and
Aaron we're all doing it. Woo.
We'll be in Philly on October 30th in Philadelphia. And then we have New York Comedy Festival shows. We're going to be in Indiana and Louisville, Kentucky, and Toronto and Washington, D.C., and a bunch of different places. Guys, just go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab tickets for all those shows and more. Constantly adding more dates. Every weekend is booked in January. It's not up on the website yet, but keep on checking back because we're going all over the place, and this tour is going to go up until the end of January. If you guys love this show, subscribe at GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all the shows here on the network. Ad-free, uncensored, all in one place. GasDigitalNetwork.com, the new GasDigitalNetwork.com. Lots of stuff in the works behind the scenes. And if you guys can't make it to Skankfest this weekend, it is sold out. You guys can watch 12 different shows that are going to be live streamed throughout the weekend. Go to mintcomedy.com. Everything from Legion of Skanks to the goddamn Comedy Jam, Kill Tony, Dave Smith's Part of the Problem, Bastard Radio, and more. A bunch of shows every single day, 4 different shows. It's just $10 per stream if you decide to order any of the pay-per-views. So, and you guys can buy the entire weekend if you want as well for just $100. Support a great cause. Skankfest. Skankfest.com. Also, the website is fucking great for Skankfest. You can just click on people's names. You get their entire line, where they're going to be. It's a completely interactive page. Is the FAQ up there yet, Shannon? No, right?
I don't see it.
That's all right. It'll be up. A lot of people asking questions. You know what? Fuck it.
We're giving away tickets.
No, we're not. Fuck. We're not.
We really need that FAQ, by the way, because some of this questions in that group.
Like what? It's probably
the Facebook group. People are asking questions like they've never left the house before.
Yeah. What are the questions?
Well, are we allowed to bring our own liquor? Like just the dumbest shit. Can I bring a sword?
Hey.
Should I come dressed as the guy from Scream? Like, no. Just come and watch comedy, you fucking weirdos.
What would happen if I cut the power to the venue?
Yeah.
Is that allowed? You know what? Let's do What You Snacking On Vegas Edition. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for What You Snacking On.
What are you snacking on?
What you snacking on?
That was good shit. Who made that?
Yeah, we animated that. We have animators here now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't just the scene from the Aqua Teen Hunger Force movie from 2006.
Oh, is that what it is?
With part of it blurred out.
No, it's not.
Can I give a shout out to whoever thought they were pranking Shannon yesterday and by sending her $40 worth of pork rinds?
Yeah, I still don't understand it, but
oh, because you're a vegetarian or you're vegan?
Yeah, I'm vegan, and they sent like the smartest animal made into snack food, but everybody else enjoyed it.
You think pigs are the smartest
animals?
That's
a threat.
That's how stupid women are. They think pigs are smarter than them.
The smartest animal that we eat. They are the smartest.
Zach will eat a human.
Yeah, in all fairness.
We don't eat Zach.
Zach will eat a human. Did we ever figure out how to order fake human meat so we could try it and cook it on the show?
It was like a seasonal thing. Let me double check and see if it's available now.
Seasoning?
Seasonal.
That's what I would season it with. I would season it with those everything bagel seasoners. Yeah, yeah. Have you ever tried those?
I'm big on that.
Love it, dude.
Shout out for the giant bag of loaded baked potato pork rinds I got to take home yesterday from the person who thought they were really giving it to Shannon.
Yeah. Joke's on you. Zach loves
everything.
Fried pork skin.
Yeah, joke's on you. I actually, dude, can I tell you what I got the other day? It made me realize I'm a fucking old man now.
Diabetes?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
I got a fucking onion bagel with lox, cream cheese, tomato, onions, and capers.
Oh, you're a Jewish man.
Oh, I sat there like Larry David with a Manhattan special soda.
And it tasted good.
Loved it.
Wait, what was it? It was an onion bagel.
That's because your tongue is going stale,
it's just
dude.
Lox and cream cheese.
Lox, cream cheese, tomato, onion, capers.
Yeah.
What are capers?
They're these little fish balls or something, are they? What are they? They're salty little.
Yeah, they're little salty
balls. It's like a soggy pepper. Like, pepper you'd grind, you know what I mean?
That's pretty good. Well, I mean, it's not.
That's a standard, though. That's like in New York.
It's not a. By the way, I'm trying to do what you're snacking
on. Like an old man.
What you snacking on, Vegas edition?
Oh, Vegas edition. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, wait. Can I? What's a Manhattan? What do you call it? A Manhattan soda?
It's like a coffee soda.
A coffee soda?
Yeah, it's like a coffee flavored soda.
Everything you named sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it was delicious. Yeah,
it's fucking
you
awful.
Love coffee.
It's one of those 1940s classics.
Yeah, no, it's old people's shit.
That's just a cream cheese and.
What's the oldest thing that you snack on? Like the did you like that old people like?
Yeah. Luden's cough drops, big fan.
Yeah, Werther's Originals.
Wheat Thins.
Raisin Bran. Was Raisin Bran an old person thing?
I think Raisin Bran's.
Oh, bro, raisins! Thing. I get the little tiny ones, but the lady, the red.
Oh, that
I eat
bitch.
Raisins like a motherfucker.
Yeah, raisins is good.
Fritos make me think of old people. Like their nails.
They smell
and shit.
Like old people.
Yeah, and they smell like old people. It makes me think of my grandmother's toenails when she lived with us. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't eat any old people food. I eat young, fucking awesome, badass people.
So
food
cool, man.
Facts.
What you eat last night for dinner?
Even though, you know what I do? Porridge. You know what I do enjoy? You know what I do enjoy? I enjoy a diner. And I think that's an old person type thing. Like, I'll go to a diner by myself and fucking just sit there and fucking unfold the newspaper, have a cup of coffee. Order myself a fucking.
You open a newspaper. Didn't you?
I open a newspaper. I flip it out.
You do not.
He goes, waitress, can you read this for me?
Excuse me.
Is this the right way up? Is this English? Waitress,
it's the menu. I'll order the war in Ukraine.
They say there's been working on that jumble for 3 weeks now.
He's just reading the cartoon. He has silly putty and he's just putting it on the newspaper.
Is it glasses on? Oh, Marmaduke.
I love it.
Your sandwich is too big for you.
No, dude. Look, I haven't read a newspaper in a long time, but I would. Yeah. But I would.
And it's the type of thing you would do, yes. For
I would.
Sure.
I know. I was ordering newspapers way after people were ordering newspapers.
Yeah, because you didn't know, you don't know how to cancel things. You don't know how to fucking actively stop newspapers from
happening. Just enjoyed a newspaper for a while. There was a while on this show where I wouldn't even do show notes. I would pop out a newspaper and go, hey, what's in the news today?
Oh, like Mort Saul, like retarded Mort Saul. Hey, what's going on in the news today? No, tell me. I don't know.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I enjoy.
What newspaper do you read, too?
Post? No, Daily News.
Daily News. Okay.
Post is for fucking Republicans.
Okay. And what's the Daily News for?
What was the cover of the Post or the whatever where some guy got ran over his head in New York and then someone pickpocketed him?
I don't know.
You heard about this? You see this? That's the new. That's what you got to do now. That's how bad the world is. You hear about this? Ten women raped. Alphabet City.
I didn't hear that. What, this is a new thing that happened?
Yeah, it's what I saw on the cover of a poster or whatever. Sunday?
Someone did his head run over by a car or the train?
The car. A truck. And then, and I believe, I just read it, so I don't know the video, but what I read was someone in the video was like, you go! I don't know how he chanted it. He could have, you know, you go, or whatever. But yeah, some guy was like cheering him on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says that they are having to use dental records to ID the man.
Can we see?
He got his face flattened.
Someone stole his wallet.
I didn't read this.
Well, he was under the truck. That's why they can't ID him.
Also, he was all crushed.
That's hilarious.
I'm not sure what's in this video.
Can you just please return his ID?
Yeah.
This guy was under the truck. What's he doing under there?
Look at this.
Oh, he's dancing in the middle of the street.
No, no, no. There is the blurry is the dead guy. Now this guy's going to steal his wallet.
Damn, doggy.
Damn.
I mean, not for nothing.
It's the streets.
Yo. He's a real ass dude.
It's pretty real ass.
Yeah.
One might feel he's real. He's a real ass dude.
What is that dead guy going to do with his wallet?
To be fair,
he's going to do nothing with it, you know?
No. Besides, identify his body and his family could know sooner, you know? They can make arrangements properly. You know, there's kids at home possibly going, "Where's dad?" Not realizing his head was crushed under a truck, you know?
How'd you get hit by the middle of a truck, though? That's like a dumb...
Hell yeah, dude.
In the middle of a truck? No, you can get the... A truck can reverse on you or can hit you at the front. You don't... He had to kind of like walk into the middle.
He must have tripped or something.
He hit that truck. That truck didn't hit him.
No, I agree.
It could have been suicide.
It could have been a
maybe his
very
kids,
risky suicide.
Maybe his kids suck, and he was like, "Dude, I'm fucking done." And just laid his head under a truck. That would be an awful way to go, right?
I would assume so.
No, I think it pops. If it's a big truck, I think your head would pop.
No, I don't think so.
I think you flatten.
No, I bet you
go
feel
with the
all
wheel.
The pain of your skull crushing.
Yeah.
Before you're
and I bet you there's
off.
Like a couple minutes of being like, fuck.
All right, listen, I've seen some videos where people's heads pop, and I see some pop? Videos where pop. They don't, you know, they kind of fold. Like,
I think just flattens out.
Did I do a good impression of going under truck tires? Yeah, that
and
happens.
Up into it.
Yeah. Motherfucker end up like this, you know? You're wondering how I got here.
Yeah, like your shoes next to your face. Yeah. You may wonder.
Yeah.
It's like the Frank and Beans scene from Something About Mary. Yeah. How are the Franks above the beans? Remember that movie, how great that was? Like the whole gag was like he opens the door and it's a black guy.
Yeah.
Like it's a like that's it. That was the whole bit that her mother would dare marry a black person. Biggest laugh in the beginning of the movie. Dude, you're like, no fucking way.
Well, I think it's also the bit is that like he goes to meet her dad and he just doesn't expect that it's going to be fucking Keith David.
Yeah, no, it's hilarious.
It's very
Who's Keith David? Now I have to see who Keith David is.
Tough black dude.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, but that was it. And the whole thing is it's a retarded, like...
Yeah, the retard with the ears.
The retard,
you touch his ears, he'll flatten you. Yeah.
It's fucking great.
Or then he never forgets. Kind
no, of the guy's
happened,
the guy's trying to impress her, and so he's talking to Mayor, and he goes, "I work with retards."
That English guy.
She was fucking hot
guy,
in this movie.
He rules, yeah.
She was so hot in this movie.
She was, yeah.
She was wildly fucking beautiful.
Dude, when Matt Dillon's trying to impress her, he goes, "There's one Mongo, you know, we let him out of his cage one day." And
Lee Evans pretends to be in a fucking...
Shit is great.
He's jingling and jangling and his fucking... Yeah, he's pretending to be the professor and he's actually a pizza guy.
I love it.
He comes in his head at one point, his ear, doesn't he?
Yeah, of course. Dude.
He comes on his ear and she goes, "Is that gel?" And
it's on his ear. He's like, "Oh, it's hair gel." She's like, "Oh, I need some." Yeah. And she goes,
and she has a big cum quiff for the whole...
Comedy's that dead. Was our like Marilyn Monroe under the skirt. Ours was cum in the hair.
Yeah. That was a great time for movies, dude. The late 90s to early 2000s.
You know why? And someone said this, obviously I didn't do any research. I heard like a TikTok about it, but it's because videos, right? People were renting videos back then so much that they were like, no matter what, you were going to make money out of making a movie. So it's like, let's make fucking movies and make anything because people are going to rent it. Like comedies, people are more inclined to rent comedies rather than go see them in a theater.
I don't know if that's true because I feel like
shut the fuck up, Lewis. How many times do you just say shit and everybody nods their head? How many times did that happen in your life? Probably always.
Done.
No. Listen. Lewis knows what he's talking
about.
Well,
I'm just saying, like, I feel like, isn't it easy? I feel like people are watching movies now
because of Netflix and stuff
more than they ever have.
Yeah, but
the accessibility to putting your finger on a button and pressing play, it's so easy. Now, there's more options. Now, there's more TV shows. There's more streaming. There's more video games, everything. But I just feel like I watch more movies today, I think, than I did back in the day.
Because they don't cost as much for you to watch.
I'll leave, dude. I'll leave. Just agree.
It's supposed to be yes ending.
So, like, to watch rental copies of shit used to be $100 for the store. Because they couldn't sell you a regular copy of it. they had to have a copy with a rental license. So those were like $100. So like the companies I work for, we always thank God our fans are criminals and steal the movies, because every time they steal one, the rental place has to buy another $100 copy of it, as opposed to the retail version that would be 20 or 30.
Yeah. I think that it was just also like...
Yeah, yeah, these movies don't make... they make more movies, but they don't make profit to make more movies. I think we're fucked.
But no one makes... They don't make comedy movies anymore, do
they? The other thing is the connectivity. I think people do buy movies now, right? Yes, there are a certain sect of people that are like, they're going to go and get free shit, right? But the movie industry and everything, pay-per-view industry, the UFC, all of them... They make it enough of a fucking pain in the ass, or if you're not an absolute fucking broke ass, you're like, I'd rather just pay. I'd rather just pay the 99 cents for the song on iTunes than try to go and figure out a torrent site and all. I'm just not going to do it. I'm too busy. I have too much going on. The Apple and these companies, they made it to where the connectivity is there. It's easy. It's a much easier process. If I want to go watch a free UFC stream, I could find it. You know, I can find people are talking about pirating the pay-per-view Skankfest streams. Ooh. I'm sure you'll be able to find them. But it's our job to make it a little more difficult. It's our job to make sure that if it's up somewhere and, you know, that it's taken down, yeah, that it's a shittier version that you're not going to get. Or you can just click a button, you have it right there, and then you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it being pulled down in the middle of it. And I think that the easier that becomes, the better it is. So I don't know how much less people are making off of movies now. The music industry thing is kind of an interesting thing, right? Because people complain about, like, musicians would be like, I get, you know, a fraction of a penny per play on, like, Spotify or these streaming platforms, right? And they're like, you know, how did I go from making, you know, a dollar for a single to making just a fraction of a penny? But it's like, well, nobody's buying Spotify just because Nine Inch Nails is on it. You know what I'm saying? They're buying it because it's everything and it's a convenience, and the app itself and the technology is sort of what they're paying for. And then it's a portal to sort of your music. I get a fucking check from
Sirius,
but what is it called?
Pandora.
It's all that.
Laugh button.
No, you guys have nothing that you
iRadio.
Know.
iRadio.
You get a royalty check.
Oh, what?
The man.
iHeartRadio.
What
are you talking about?
SoundExchange. SoundExchange is like, if you have an album and you release an album and you put it on SoundExchange, you know, this is how you collect royalties from Spotify, Pandora, everything. That essentially gets your SiriusXM, it's all your royalties. I get a check once every like 3 months for a few thousand dollars. I have one album, and it's not like one that's like played in heavy rotation in these places. I don't know that if I was just continuously selling my tracks for my album that I would make that much money off of it continuously.
Yeah, word.
I think what Scott's also trying to say is people don't buy physical movies anymore. Like, I don't think there's kids out there like in their 20s that have a DVD or a Blu-ray collection anymore.
But you buy them and you sort of store them in the cloud. I buy them on Amazon.
Yeah.
So they're certain, like, I bought Scrooged. I watch it every year, and I was like, I rented it like 3 years in a row. I'm like, why do I keep on renting this movie when I fucking...
Because those movies are always up for free all year, and then right when it's like Thanksgiving time, they all like Elf, yeah, Christmas Vacation, they all come down, and you got to rent it, and you're like, you motherfucker, well, I know this was free last
Scrooged
month.
Scrooged is one that I purchased. What are the movies that I've purchased, like, on Amazon? I purchased Scrooged, and I purchased Walk Hard. Because the amount of times that I've rewatched Walk Hard for the first time with somebody is the movie that if they haven't seen it, I'm like, I got to show you Walk Hard.
Yeah, every 2 months when he has a new girlfriend, he's like, you haven't seen this? She's like, no, I'm 17.
This show is called The Simpsons.
I can't believe you've never seen this.
I'm legally not allowed to see a movie that's rated R.
Yeah. He strictly dates girls who haven't seen Walk Hard.
I mean, dude, it's a fucking great,
it's the best comedy of our generation.
It is, in my opinion, the most underrated comedy of all time. If you haven't seen Walk Hard, nobody's talking about Walk Hard
not
in their favorite
high praise like that,
no. Yeah, and that's their favorite comedy. Have you seen it?
No, never heard of it. Who's and in? The songs the fucking
they all
bang,
slap every
dude.
Song slaps.
Ooh, they're who's good
it? John C. Reilly,
yeah, and Jenna Fisher.
It's a fake biopic.
Tim Meadows.
Oh, it is. No, never.
So it's based off of, like, essentially Johnny Cash. It's a parody of the Johnny Cash movie. Yeah. But they parody a bunch of different musicians.
Yeah, it's a Ray Charles story. It's actually it's one guy's real life.
Yeah.
Roy Orbison. It's a parody of Roy Orbison's life.
Oh, yeah. Like his childhood, right?
His childhood and shit. Like that.
But well, Elvis's twin died.
The more
right?
you watch.
What'd you say, Shannon?
Do you want to watch the trailer?
Sure.
To this movie's so funny that biopics that come out now. You're like, nah, that's from Walk Hard.
Yeah, dude.
They did such a good job.
Dude, the Elvis one, yeah, dude. Movies. Yeah. Dude, it fucking rules. I can't, and it's every joke is so dumb. It's like a lot of slapstick, like just dude, retarded. Like
it's so hard.
I love the style of comedy where they just say the obvious joke.
Yeah,
they don't really do that anymore.
No. Like, also, John C. Reilly, like he was so fresh in our like. He's so retarded. Look, it's just a joy that he's this rock star, and you're like,
especially
dude,
when
what?
He's supposed to be like
13.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it's just him.
The best.
Yeah, dude. And then his wife Edith. Yeah. He's like, you're my girlfriend. She's like, I'm your girlfriend. He's like, of course you are. I pointed at you in the crowd. What did you hear that?
Every
I'm
time
giving
he goes
cocks
there,
to 12-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah,
there's a bit where they meet the Beatles. And it's all celebrity cameos.
And none of them look like them?
No, yeah, they're not trying.
It's Paul Rudd as John Lennon.
Three of them are doing the voices.
Yeah.
And Jack Black is Paul McCartney and changes his accent every shot. dramatically.
But he keeps going, because he's like, and I'm Paul McCartney from the Beatles. And they keep on saying that they're who they are because they don't look like them or sound like them, dude. Oh, dude, it's so stupid. I fucking love it. I want to watch it right now, dude. It's so fucking good. Again, play the trailer.
Mr. Cox. Give him a minute, son.
Dewey Cox has to think about his entire life before he performs.
From the time he was a boy.
Ain't no six-year-old understand the true meaning of the blues.
I reckon I might.
I done a bad thing.
So good.
Cut my brother in half.
Not bad for your first time.
Not the bad for your first time.
Of Dewey Cox. Has had an
doofy motherfucker.
It's the devil's music.
From the guy who brought you Talladega Nights and Superbad.
You have got to give up this dream. You're never going to make it.
And maybe you don't believe in me after all.
I do believe in you. I just know you're gonna fail.
Columbia Pictures presents The Epic Journey.
Walking to the top of a mountain ain't easy. It's a long, hard walk. But I will walk hard.
Of the man it's so funny.
Walk hard.
Hard.
We're going to go do that.
With meditation, there's no limit to what we can imagine.
This Christmas,
I'm leaving you.
You can take the children, but you leave me my monkey.
When it comes to music,
all right.
Good enough to follow.
Oh, dude, the Jews in the recording booth are one of my favorite things. They go to meet the recording booth, and it's just all Hasids.
like those Jews are in control of the industry, and they're Hasids in the crowd. It's so dumb, dude. I love it. Natalie, have you seen that movie? You're young, yeah.
No, but now I think I need to.
You have to. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, movies got mad serious with The Hangover. That kind of was like what changed.
What do you mean?
Because like, comedy used to be just silly, goofy shit, like Scary Movie and all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then The Hangover showed up and we're like, we're a little bit more.
He thought that The Hangover was serious. He's like, God, I'm so worried that he's not going to make it to that wedding. It's a comedy. Right?
Dude, Calm's going to punch you in the fucking face.
Good one. Good one. It's a comedy.
No, but like the goofiness of it went out the window with that movie. It was less. Like,
I get what you're saying. There's not, I don't feel like people are just making like dumb movies.
It made too much money. Wasn't it like the first comedy
it was
to be number one?
The first
well, we grew
comedy,
up on like,
right?
So there, you're right. There is no more like Adam Sandler going, oh, oh, like, you know.
Well,
just
no,
like,
there is, but it's straight to Netflix.
Yeah, but it's just, even Adam Sandler doesn't really do that anymore. It's not the
Someone
same
didn't
sort of,
see Hubie Halloween.
I did not
Hubie
see
Halloween.
Hubie
Halloween was good.
Was
can
it
I
good?
Be honest?
Hubie Halloween
is good.
Hubie Halloween is pretty fucking good.
Take it with a pinch of salt. Like, it's fun.
It is what it is. And when you watch it, you're like, this is what I want. Hubie Halloween.
Good
it's
for
like,
the kids?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good.
And yeah. Hubie Halloween, it's like going to McDonald's. It's like, this is dog shit, and it's what
it's,
I wanted.
It's dog shit.
I deserve this.
Yeah. It's good.
I accidentally watched Uncut Gems with my son instead.
Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Like, he's still awake, is he?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, but back in the day, it would like there was like the absolute like sort of like Jim Carrey was so like,
yeah.
I mean, there's a whole scene where he's just like in Ace Ventura where he's like climbing along the outside perimeter of the wall for no reason. Like it's a 4 minute scene where he like hops over and hops back over. It's like dun 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 for no. There's nothing happening to move the story along. It's just pure like I want to laugh at this jackass right now. And I think that you're right about that. There's a level
you could write the most complicated, brilliant joke in the world. It will never be as funny as Jim Carrey falling out of the rhino's vagina.
Yeah. Dude, that was so fucking
in the beginning
funny,
of Ace Ventura.
That made me laugh as a kid. One of the hardest I've laughed. That there was that nice. The, him coming out Ace Ventura 2, him coming out of the rhinoceros, and then the family being like, "Look, honey, she's giving birth." And he's like, so over the top.
The fan breaks,
so,
right?
Yeah, and it's a hot.
So he starts stripping naked.
It's fucking so funny, dude.
Was there an Ace Ventura 2 where he kissed some chick or something, then he realizes it's a guy?
That's number one.
That's number one.
And he starts puking.
The whole the whole police force starts puking because there's a tranny. Yeah.
That's the plot, the plot of the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a trans person exists.
Yep.
The whole movie. That's the best, dude.
And then they find out she's got a dick. And everyone in the scene throws up.
It's the best. Literally just see her dick between her legs.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I didn't really even understand it. It's because I've always had a small dick.
He makes a hemorrhoid joke.
Yeah, and I didn't even know what hemorrhoids were.
In my head, I didn't get it.
Yep.
No, I didn't get it at all. I was like, hemorrhoids, what's in her pants, dude?
I was calling you, bro. I loved it.
You loved it.
I loved Ace Ventura. Wayne's World as well.
Well, exactly.
Really
Wayne's World. All these movies. There was just such.
And now I understand what you're saying. Where it is like the story is too much of a narrative now. Where they're like not. They're not
it's
afraid.
Not
they're too
first.
Afraid to like randomly just make a side joke. It's like the joke has to be in the context of
it's
the
not,
story.
It's not funny first. Yeah. So a lot of these movies, they were like, let's just try to make it as funny as possible. Whereas I think a lot of people now are trying to make a good movie.
Yeah.
Whereas like, it's just sometimes I don't really need a good movie. Sometimes I just want to fucking laugh my dick off.
Also, all those movies got reviewed like really poorly at first.
I'm sure.
Ace Ventura is the first movie that Siskel and Ebert like took back their score. They were like, hey, we're sorry. It actually is good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There was the other scene that made me laugh like as a kid that really got me. Let's do our top funniest scenes right now. All right.
We got to bring we should get OJ back acting. OJ was a funny fucking he's a funny comic
rhino
actor.
Scene.
What are we doing? Top five scenes of movies?
Who knows? We're going to pick our real ass funny
right now on the fly.
Right on the fly. I'm doing it. Why not?
Okay. All right.
Why not?
All right, let me think of it. I can't even think.
Funniest. Laugh out loud as a kid, the hardest you fucking laughed. The scene from Happy Gilmore with the clown where they're playing mini golf.
And the clown falls.
Where he keeps on trying to get it in. And he's like the mouth closes and the clown starts laughing. And he's like, hey, I think that's funny. All right. And then he goes again. And then he just loses his mind.
Oh, yeah. He starts whacking it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
That got me.
Billy Madison, when they're at the pool party, one of the parties he has for graduating, and one of the guys is just spraying the kid sitting down, and he's going, Mister, I don't know you, Mister. You never saw that scene? It's the funniest.
Can't remember
that scene. Yeah. Oh, no, see, that's not on the list.
Billy
not
Madison.
On the list.
It's a great scene.
Off.
Write it down and cross it off.
Billy Madison.
As you're thinking, do you want to watch some of the ones you've mentioned already?
Yeah, please, pull up.
So here's the rhino scene first.
Let's see.
Meeting secretly. Sinister types, much and not too much, much too much.
I'm gonna fast forward a little bit.
I'm surprised they haven't done a Happy Gilmore 2. I feel like that's ripe for Adam Sandler to do a Happy Gilmore 2 straight to Netflix.
In UB Halloween, Ben Stiller is
the character, the nurse,
again.
Oh, that's great.
And they bring the O'Doyle's back. They hint at a Sandlerverse existing.
I got to be honest with you. I think
if
that
his characters met, that would be such a fucking, like, everyone our age would watch that.
Yeah, I agree.
If you had all the characters, even just a scene each.
Sandler's the man.
Yeah.
What would Billy Madison, it would just be like Hunter Biden, right? Because he gave the company away at the end, right? He didn't want it. So he's just a rich guy now. What does he do?
He's a teacher.
Oh, he became a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
All right, another funny one.
So let's watch the rhino fall. I want to watch him fall out of his rhino.
What's another funny one for you?
I had it
Yeah. Fast forward a little bit. We have to watch the full 3 minutes of
setup. Yeah, we just want to see his naked ass.
You want to see him fucking climb out of the thing, Shannon.
It's a finger.
It is very funny.
Come on, girls.
The mother rhino is giving birth.
I showed this to my son. He lost his fucking mind. He thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
Zoom in.
I never knew to zoom in.
He's just making it so much harder than it has to be.
Yeah.
It still fucking holds up.
That's so good.
Another scene. This is a line that just got me. I don't know if it was in Black Sheep or what's the other one?
Tommy Boy.
Or Tommy Boy. But they're at the gas station, and Chris Farley's character, he backs up the car and the door falls off of the car, and then he like puts it back on. And then when David Spade comes over, he opens the door, the door falls off, and he goes, "Look what you did,
Richard." Yeah. What did you do?
My two favorite Farleys are probably both Billy Madison. It's when they go, "Who would steal 30 children's lunches?" And it's Norm MacDonald and Farley and the other guy just sitting there laughing, eating all the kids' lunches. But in Billy Madison, when she's giving them all the tests, like the flashcards to learn everything for high school, and then they cut and he gets the answer right, and Farley goes, "Daddy's correct," and takes his shirt off. That might be my favorite.
Oh, dude, no, Billy Madison, it's when the guy puts out the shit. And then he's whatever, and then he goes, "He called the shit poop." That's my favorite line. He called the shit poop.
Billy Madison, I think, really where I think Blues doesn't have a soft spot for Billy Madison like we do.
It doesn't. You know what it was? It was just
he advanced too many grades. Yeah.
I was like, were they mocking me?
Yeah, by seventh grade, you're like, "Can't relate.
His dad's alive. What is this?
What is this, a fantasy?"
He's rich. His dad's alive.
I mean, I'm gonna go.
He's making his way through elementary school.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore is just an angry guy.
The opening scene of Blazing Saddles.
Oh yeah, that's where they're sinking, right?
Or even before, how about a good old work song? And they all sing that for me.
They sing like Camp Town Lady, right?
Yeah. That to me is the best.
A lot of Norm lines in Dirty Work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello, Real Cops.
Yeah, that's a good shit. Yeah, it's probably Austin Powers probably has some shit in there, does it?
Oh, the him naked running through. Also the when everyone thinks the spaceship looks like a dick, but they keep cutting.
Yeah, that's a classic. Yeah. Or the shadows was the funny ones, and they're watching them, and all the shadows look like they're emptying the bag, and it looks like she's pulling stuff out of his ass, and he's like on all knees, and she's pulling out a rope, and they're like, oh!
Yeah, we've lost
and the gas thing goes off.
We've definitely lost our way. Austin Powers, like all these were silly. Just joke.
Dumb and Dumber.
The naked
I think all the in this generation.
Hot sauce scene in Dumb and Dumber.
All these comedians grew up on this. That's why comedians like it's.
Wait.
The younger generations are all like fucking serious assholes because the comedy that they grew up on was fucking like trying to make a point. Whereas the shit that we grew up on was just literally like make a fart noise. That's hilarious.
The dead bird, doesn't he kill the bird and then he gives it back to the blind kid?
The pretty bird. And it's got duct tape around
he's
it.
He's just dead. And he's like, "Oh, bird, you want a cracker?" Imagine giving a blind kid a dead bird. Great. I'm doing it better than that.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. YoDelta.com is a great company from the makers of Yo Kratom. They make incredible Delta 8 THC. So if you're over 21 years old and you like to get high, you got to get it from YoDelta.com.
Guys, they sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. They work. And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and they can be legally shipped to various states. And it gets you high. I can tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 works. And these products should be taken responsibly.
Once again, that is YoDelta.com. When you check out, use the promo code GAS to save 25% off your entire order. yodelta.com. All right, where were we? All right, let's go. Let's do some non-binary news with Natalie. Let's go.
So wait, can I nominate one more so scene? Have you guys seen UHF? The Weird Al movie?
Yeah, the Weird Al movie. Yes, yes, yes.
So there's a karate instructor in it that's got like a bunch of like karate guys, and they're hiding in a supply closet to beat up the bad guys. And when they open the supply closet, all the Asian guys go, "Supplies!" and jump out and kick them.
That's funny. All right, Natalie. What do we got?
All right, so do you know who Emily Ratajkowski is?
Yes. I do know who Emily Ratajkowski is. She's from the that one video where she's naked. Lines.
Robin Thicke.
Blurred Lines, she's all hot. Oh, she's smoking.
Yeah.
She's one of the hottest humans ever. She kind of looks like a gazelle or something.
Yeah.
She's up there.
Yeah, I agree.
She had a cock, I'd probably suck it. That's how good looking this girl is.
I got to see her.
Oh, she's amazing. I believe you. Like, if you were on a date with her and then you went home and then she was like, had a pretty little penis, you're like,
You're getting turned on thinking about her cock.
That has to be pretty. There's no way she has an ugly cock.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Gotta pull her up.
So, apparently, she has come out as bisexual subtly on a TikTok video.
Her husband cheated on her.
Yeah, amid divorce.
Legend. Yeah. That's the only way you get the only way you get a girl like that is by like
you have to treat him like shit,
dog shit. Yeah,
of course. Yeah, I didn't even surprise me.
No,
like, yeah, obviously he cheated on her.
Yeah,
as he should.
It's the only. Yeah, she's look, she's like 29.
You guys
now.
Heard
she's
Brad Pitt like pouring wine on his like kids in the airplane in the private jet? You heard about that?
I didn't hear about the wine.
I didn't hear about the wine. I heard that he like
just a fucking
he like noogied one of them.
Yeah, he like choked Angelina Jolie.
Yo, Asian,
just dumped wine on their head.
He grabbed the Asian one. Right. I'm Brad Pitt. That's what he says. He keeps going, "I'm Brad Pitt."
I'm Brad Pitt, motherfucker. Who the fuck are you? It doesn't matter what Trinity does that to his kids.
Yeah. What are you gonna go back to Malaysia, faggot?
He acts like the Rock to his kids.
He just farts in their good morning to you. Yeah. You're not my blood. Do you think you are a pit?
We found you in a pit.
Pull my fucking finger. Pull it.
No,
not again. It's Mr. Pit.
Mr. Pit.
Pull my fucking finger.
He's the man.
He's just a piece of shit to his kids.
Mom's getting her tits cut off. You're stuck with me for a week, queers.
You got your lips from your mother.
He's just a bro.
He's the worst.
Fuck, dude.
He's showing photos of his exes. I fucked that. His Cameron Diaz, I fucked that.
Oh, he's making them watch Friends, motherfucker. Friends.
Cheat on that.
He's like, smell my finger.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
They're watching Friends. It's a. He's like, the sound my balls made on her ass.
The woman I cheated on her.
Practice just as big as dickhead. Rolling the joints on a private.
You see,
plane.
Jennifer Aniston at one time, she was the hottest woman on earth. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Not even in my top five. Not even in the top five.
Not even close. Yuck. Am I right? Am I right, kids?
Yes.
What did he do? What did Brad Pitt do?
Is he dating her now?
No.
Someone told
Brad
me those
Pitt didn't come up.
No,
at
I
all.
Like this Brad Pitt
I
story better.
Yeah, keep going with it.
But I think Brad Pitt's. I did see on Twitter that Brad Pitt might be dating her now.
Yeah, actually. I saw a picture. That's why I brought it up. I apologize. So I saw Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and then this lady in the middle.
Yeah, see?
In a picture.
So,
if you go back, Google Images.
Oh, okay.
Something's happening.
Okay.
So, yeah, they are apparently hanging out. That's my mistake.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, wait, what's that guy's name?
It looks like Ryan Phillippe, but I guess his name is Sebastian.
Yeah, Ryan Phillippe.
That's her husband who she's mid-divorce with.
And what does he do?
Cheats on this dumb bitch.
Yeah.
You ever see Anne Hathaway's husband? Oh, he's just a ghoul. Legend. If it's the same guy, he's just like a ghoulish
man.
Her
husband is a film producer. This is what he looks like.
He's just like a ghoulish man.
Anne Hathaway?
No, no, no. This is Emily's husband.
Oh, this is who cheated on her.
He's just some real estate guy or whatever, right?
Film producer.
What that? Whatever.
But what is even that?
Something
that
Jewy?
Just means you give money to movies, right?
Yeah, what is?
He's rich.
I've been working in the industry for literally 2 decades. I still don't know what a producer is.
You put money in, right?
Shannon? Shannon the producer?
Shannon, can you look at what a producer is, please?
Shannon, please. Like that crazy lady that produced the musical, but like successful.
Yeah.
And like good at it.
No, Michelle had an Emmy.
Yeah, but like, not the musical, but like good things.
Yeah.
You put talented people in contact with each other. And then get funding.
A person responsible for the financial and managerial aspects of making a movie or broadcast. No, I know. I was kind of kidding. I got it.
Yeah.
What was the actual story of Brad Pitt? Before we go back to the non-binary news with Natalie, what did he actually do?
Oh, so that Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie accused him of, I believe in 2016, that he was drunk on the plane. They were on a private jet. And he shoved her. And then attacked one of the kids, like put his hands around their neck. However, they've already
like
gone
Homer?
To
why you little
they've already gone to court over this and it's been settled. So I think she's bringing it up because he's suing her right now because she sold
he was like, when I married her, she had 2 full tits.
I didn't even know she lost her tits, did she?
She lost them.
She took them.
She chopped them off.
Get her swim time then.
So she had a vineyard. She had a vineyard that she sold it, but they owned it together and she wasn't supposed to sell it without his permission. So when he found that out, he's now suing her because she sold it. And then now because he's suing her,
she's like, now I have to shove our own children into their lockers.
No, well, because he's suing her, now she's mad. So she's bringing up this thing that was already settled in court back into the media.
Like a bitch would.
Yeah, but he's also like, he's just suing her because... for the sake of it, because she's a cunt, right?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't need to sue anybody. That seems harsh.
He's just doing it just to fuck. Yeah. Because he's the man.
Did it end bad with them?
Yeah, your kid got choked on a plane.
I don't think...
Private plane, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who's private? He must be worth more, is he?
I don't know. Who's worth more, Brad Pitt or Angela?
It must be him.
They're so rich that it doesn't matter. It literally will never, ever, 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 ever matter.
I heard Giselle has more money than Tom Brady.
Is that still true?
I don't know.
They've been saying that for 20 years.
Somebody tweeted.
So Angelina's net worth is $120 million. Brad Pitt's is $300
million. Wow.
Fucking Hollywood paid. The wage gap in Hollywood.
I guess he was just in more massive fucking hits.
For a lot longer.
He's been around forever.
He's been the fucking man forever.
Yeah, he's the man.
Dude, thumb on Louise, dude. A little cowboy hat, shaking his little ass. Come on.
I agree.
Benjamin Button, he was in that, remember? Turned into a baby.
He was in Cool World.
Never even.
Joe
half
something.
Cartoon.
Did you make
half,
that up?
No, what
do you have? Like you made that up.
Half cartoon,
it
half
was like
real
Who Framed Roger Rabbit for grown-ups.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I think Who Framed Roger Rabbit is for grown-ups.
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of.
Why that rabbit's so fucking sexy?
Yeah.
If not.
No, but Kim Basinger in that movie was way hotter than Jessica Rabbit.
What?
Yeah, okay.
Pull up Kim Basinger in Cool World.
Kim Basinger.
He was like a cop that would like go between. He was like a real life cop that would go into a cartoon world, right? That was the Cool World. That was Brad Pitt. They had a fucking fling with this cartoon, this toon bitch.
I love it.
Yeah, dude. And she was so hot.
And there was probably another cartoon like throwing pussy at him and he was denying it. Is
probably.
There a scene in that? Yeah,
I'm sure there is.
That.
Please, can we see it? For the love of God. Just pull up a scene from Cool World.
Oh, I was trying to find a hot picture of her.
No, just a fucking scene. It's a multimedia platform, Shannon.
The picture is a multimedia.
Pull up the trailer. It's a lazy show today.
Yeah, we are lots really ready for
Skankfest. I've
we
had a lot of watching.
We just watch all the trailers.
Naming our favorite movie. We're like, man, that movie was good.
It wasn't even that.
It
was just talking about funny things other people have said.
we had a list of 5 scenes we can remember.
That's all it was.
What do we remember?
Not even our favorites. For sure not.
Just name 5 movies. Gonna go. Nah, the Brad Pitt shit was funny.
Yeah, that was good shit. That was great shit.
It made him very successful.
You're Jack Deeb's, the creator of Cool World, right? I can't believe this.
Now he thinks he's going home to the real world. But he's wrong. Real wrong.
Welcome to my world.
Yeah, dude, she was fucking...
Wow, she's a problem. Yeah,
she was, dude, as a kid, me and my dick had a relationship with her. This place is just with or without you. Get a little closer here, babe. Give us a kiss. Go away. I'm out of here. I've been waiting for you, darling. Nords do not have sex with doodles. It's the oldest law in Cool World. If that happens, you call me. I got it, boss. Yeah, dude, she was God so hot, damn, dude. I'm like, when did this come out? Like 92?
Yeah, 92.
I'm 10, and I just watched this, and it was like,
oh yeah, this is a problem.
This was, yeah.
That rules, because that your mother was just like, yeah, watch a cartoon, and then it was that.
Yeah, there was, so much fucking sex in the movies that we grew up on. It was so different. Mm. Oh, by the way, James's mother definitely, remember how I said she didn't say anything to me about him watching Nightmare on Elm Street? Oh, did she lay into me?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's not allowed to watch that?
Nightmare on Elm Street. But I'm like, in my mind, I'm going...
How old is he now?
He's 11? Nine. He's nine.
Here's the tough thing about Nightmare on Elm Street, though. They got these fucking scenes. One, you watch the movie at night, and then you got to go to bed. And now they... Not now. They always had those scenes where the person's hanging out and then they blink too hard and now all of a sudden they're in a dream.
Yeah.
And so if you're a kid hanging out,
and you're like, am I dreaming?
And you blink, you go, am I dreaming? Yeah. And then you come in the room, hey, and he thinks you might turn into Freddy quickly, you know?
Yeah, no. I think that I think that it really depends on where their imagination level is at, right? Like, does he believe Freddy Krueger and monsters are real? No. So then it just sort of becomes like violent images. It's not like overly sexual shit. It's not overly gory. Like, it is a little bit gory. Like, the chick's body being thrown all over the ceiling.
But even if you know it's not real, it can still put the fucking, put the spook in you, you know?
That's happening with his mother. I get
to that. He's on a room with it.
That's not an expression.
We don't use that expression in the house. no, but I think, yeah, I guess the visualization is a little bit extreme, but I just feel like if... It just depends on if they're the type of kid that believes monsters are real or not. He just doesn't believe monsters are real. He knows the movie. He knows there's lights and cameras and action and makeup and special effects and actors. So
same reason you show some Holocaust footage.
Yeah.
They don't
look, didn't exist,
real.
James. Look at this fantasy.
I think maybe there has to be, there can't be a Venn diagram of believing in Santa and not believing in Freddy Krueger.
He believes in Santa.
He believes in Santa. But this last year.
That could be.
Oh, you're going to break it to him?
After this Christmas, yeah. This is it.
Yeah, it's too much, man.
He can't be double
What, you
digits.
Make him dress up as Santa? It's too much for him, too? You make him go down the chimney?
I die in the chimney like gremlins.
Why does Santa smell like pork rinds?
Well, you know, that's the thing. Like, he's just going to be doing age, going to middle school next year.
Yeah.
Can't be the kid who believes in Santa Claus. Some kids are just going to make fun of him. And then that's going to be that. I'm going to feel terrible about it. So, but how do you break it to a kid? Shannon, look up ways that you break to a child that Santa isn't real.
You know the way you think we always tell you the truth? Well, that's not true. The person you love the most has been lying to you your entire life. All of this, trust no one. Trust no one.
He's already got a little bit of an idea, right?
I was just going to say that. Remember the story about the fucking Bowling for Soup song or whatever it was where he says it and you guys both had like a moment? I guarantee you that he has not forgotten about
Well,
that.
A couple kids in the past years have said it to him. Like a kid in his school in the city was like, oh, Santa's not real.
That's and how I, you figure it out.
Well, I explained it away that the kid was Jewish and that for him...
They lie.
Nothing's
real. Jesus. You're like, whoa, man.
These aren't good people, James. You're going to believe what he says?
They killed Santa Claus, yeah. James.
No, I told him if you don't believe in Santa Claus, he's not real for you. Obviously, he's not going to come if you don't believe in him. So that's that. And that sort of kept him quiet for a couple of years.
Yeah.
What's a good way to break it to your kid? What does it say?
Just let him figure it out.
So far, all of the articles are about how to answer when the kid starts to ask about it. So I think it's alluding to wait until they start to say, is Santa really real?
What's he going to wait till he's fucking 20?
He looked me right in the eye and I outsmarted him. I was like, yeah, he's real, obviously. Duh.
I swear.
Get out of my face.
But if he's smart, he's going to get... Does he get better presents? Because Santa has no budget, right?
So my son, the way with our system is yes. that he writes a list to Santa. And he gets to put 10 items on the list. Mm. Depending on how good or naughty he was that year, it would be a reflection of how many of the 10 gifts that he got that year. My son, every year, because he's a perfect baby boy, has received all 10 presents from Santa Claus.
Unbelievable. Guys, this is going to be
a new record.
That fucking rules, man.
9 years in a row.
Every year,
he's got a streak going.
There might be some bias with the judges.
Does he also get mom and dad presents?
Yeah, Santa Claus. No, so James will be like, what do you want? I'm going to put it on my list for you. And then I got to buy myself the gift.
Yeah. Who's the cocksuckers who actually did Cole, though? Who are those psychopaths?
That's an old thing.
It's just fake, right? No one was like actually...
No, that's definitely happened.
That's real.
It sounds like a fake thing. Like, you'll get coal in your stocking, and then morons actually heard it, like moron parents, and they did it when kids were bad. But it sounds like a fake thing you'd say to a kid.
And then does he get Christmas presents from you as well as Santa?
Yeah.
So maybe in his head, he's like, he knows that there's no Santa, but he doesn't. He thinks, I'll only get... dad and mom gifts, and I won't get the Santa gifts.
My brother did that to me when I found out. He goes, he kind of pulled me to the side and he's like, fucking, you fucking pretend for another year so we can all get these fucking Santa presents.
He'll still get the same amount of shit. Like, my kids are fucking crazy.
Yeah, but does he know that?
He knows that. My son, for his birthday's a few days after Christmas, he goes, every year, he goes, I don't need anything else. I have so much. Like, he's a fucking great child. Like it's wild how, like, ungreedy and fucking selfless he is. He really is just, like, just not that kid. I don't know. I don't think that there's any part of him that's manipulating me in order to expand on the amount of gifts that he gets. But it's just, he's getting to an age where you got to fucking tell him. What does it say? Anything else, Shannon? It says, when he asks, what do I tell him?
Wait, I found another one. So it basically starts to say that you can say, emphasize like the magic of Christmas is still real. Another one is to tell a story about how you yourself first found out that Santa wasn't real, like make it into a story.
I found my dad's dead body.
Does his little cousin.
Instead of Christmas presents, I found my dad's carcass.
Does Bianca still believe in Santa Claus?
Yeah.
So maybe you angle it like that. Now that you're older, now it's your job to help us still with Bianca
that is a good one.
With other little kids, because now you've graduated onto, now you have to keep the magic.
You're on elf duty.
Dude, I think he's going to be devastated. I think he's going to be like, fuck your elf duty.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so happy I don't got to worry about elf on the shelf anymore after this year.
That'd be so fun. If you tell him Santa's not real, he goes, at least we still have elf on the shelf. And yes.
At least it's not a sprinkle.
Baby James, by the way.
Well, who looks after the reindeer? If Rudolph is an orphan?
Okay. The Easter Bunny must be so lonely.
Santa Claus isn't real, but what is Mrs. Claus going to do? Who does she make cookies for?
Are they in heaven with Grandma and Grandpa?
Yes.
I don't know what to do here. It's going to break his little heart.
I have another one that says this person, when they were asked about it by their child, they said, you're right, Santa isn't just one person who comes to our house and delivers presents every year. Everyone is Santa, and now you get to be Santa, too.
We are all Santa?
And then told them, like, they get to now pick a person, wrap a present, put in their stocking, and that now, like what Zach said, now they can, like, help to be Santa to the
He's
younger
gonna
children.
He's going to be devastated. This is like a magic, like, my son really believes. Like, I never believed. I never truly believed. Like, when I would say, Santa's coming, I'd be like, okay, bitch, got
it. What do you think that is? You think you're not comfortable enough with, like, your sexuality, like, yourself?
Yeah, I'm gay.
You know what I mean, though? Like, you think you're too much of a tight ass to be like, yes, Christmas, as a kid?
No, my parents or my mom and my the
Santa
people that were
helping. A couple of years, did he know?
Well, they sort of, I mean, that's part of it. Like,
I never believed because he never showed up.
They didn't keep the magic alive well enough. Like, I remember when I was, like, 5, my tooth came out and I put it under my mattress, and like my fucking retarded uncle didn't even check to see if I was sleeping, just came in, fucking took my tooth, put a dollar, and I watched him do it, and I was like, okay, fuck face, magic's not real.
$5. What the fuck?
You're supposed to wait till I'm asleep.
That's what I do, sorry. At least pull your dollar. Pay it up a little bit.
Why does Santa use Marlboro Miles for all my presents?
Scratch-offs under his pillow.
They're already scratched off.
Yeah, he'll get the coin next time he loses the tooth to scratch it off with.
Yeah, dude. They didn't really care. Like, my mom would just put the presents in the closet.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'd open the closet and be like, well, those are all my gifts. There's no Santa. This fucking bitch, you know. And then, yeah, that was that.
Yeah,
so yeah, I didn't, I don't have a memory of ever truly believing in any of that. Ever really believing in God, Tooth Fairy. Easter Bunny is ridiculous. Like, I never, like, once for a second thought the Easter Bunny was
what
real.
Is the Easter Bunny? I don't even think I had it. Lewis bragging on that. I never once believed it.
Not even when I was four.
I remember I asked an Egyptian dude, he's like a grown man, and I was like, hey, you celebrate Christmas? And he goes, I don't believe it's Santa Claus or anything. Comedian Michael Shockey is like a big dumbass. Anyway.
Hey, he
did porn for a while. You remember him?
Yeah, I do remember.
Yeah,
Michael
he had like
Shockey.
A that's 10-inch right. dick,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, what does the Easter Bunny do?
Santa for Easter.
Well, so
he leaves you a gift basket and hides eggs.
Easter
basket? You guys don't have Easter baskets?
We do. We just give them to each. We just give each other a chocolate. We don't like have a fucking magical bunny that shows up.
Yeah, dude. There's a fucking bunny. He shows up. He hides.
For what? Like, what do you have to do?
For fun, right, dude. Right, for happiness and joy. What do you mean for what?
Well, you know,
it's not a legitimate purpose. It's not real, dude.
Santa gives us gifts for not being Muslim. Right? Every day he rewards you for not having the wrong religion. True. Every year, right? But yeah. I don't know what the Easter... Do you have to write a letter and say, yo, give me some chocolate?
Oh, no? There's zero interaction with the Easter bunny. I don't even leave...
He can't talk.
Even...
He's a rabbit.
He's a rabbit.
He can't read.
He just shows
jerk
up.
Off?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
whatever he does.
And then, yeah, the two fairy we had... Would
the
give
two fairy, she loved, which is also just a freaky bitch who just wants to collect children's teeth.
Yeah. But I didn't think by the time my last teeth were falling out, I don't think it was like.
That's the one thing Zach and the Tooth Fairy have in common.
Children's teeth.
They want to collect children's teeth, yeah.
Okay.
I
would have said we like nice frilly dresses and sneak into children's rooms. But sure, go with the teeth thing.
Teeth. You like to collect children's teeth. Natalie, can you fucking do non-binary news already? Jesus Christ, we've been waiting.
Oh, that was it. Wasn't that Emily?
Yeah, there's a video that she posted on TikTok of her replying to this. Do you have it? I'll just show it to you guys. It's okay. It's like her in reply to someone who's like, if you're bisexual, do you own a velvet couch? A green velvet couch. And then she pans over to her green velvet couch that she owns.
Let's see it.
Let's see.
Well, I just want to see her.
Just Google.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Just Google her naked. Who gives a fuck about any of this?
And then she pans over to her fucking couch.
So she's saying that she's bisexual.
Yeah,
they all are, aren't they?
Didn't Madonna do a thing in the last 2 days where she like, if I miss this shot, I'm gay.
Yeah, Madonna's a fucking monster. Dude.
Madonna
she's
looks
so ugly,
so weird.
Wait, bring her up. It's crazy what's going on with
Madonna. She has pink hair. It's weird.
Yeah, she looks like fucking Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, she looks odd.
Do you want to watch this TikTok real quick? It's like 1 second.
Always.
I as bisexual. Do you own a green velvet couch? That's it.
But I mean, here's the thing. I don't even take it as her saying she's bisexual. I think she's just being funny because she owns a green velvet couch.
Yeah, I would do that if I owned a green velvet couch.
Yes, I would 100% do the exact same thing.
I love dick. I love big black dick. If I own a shirt. Gay as hell. But I'm totally not.
Yeah, the internet is a buzz.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. That's a non-story. All right, what was the other one? Non-binary news?
Yeah, Planned Parenthood is under fire for a cartoon that, quote, encourages children to get on puberty blockers if they think they're transgender and tells them drugs work like a stop sign. We've talked about this one
before.
No,
I haven't seen
this.
Wait,
what are puberty blockers, though? You wouldn't want to stop puberty, right?
No, that's what these fucking crazy people
want. Yeah, so, like, if you're a little boy who wants to become, like, so you're 12, you're like, I don't want to become, I'm a girl. I'm trans. Then they can stop your puberty, so you never grow an Adam's apple or deep.
So that
voice.
You look less mannish as an adult,
and your dick and balls kind of shrivel up into kind of like a disgusting vagina kind of thing. Hmm.
Yeah, it does. It makes
that's
you have
all the lady boys in Thailand. Their parents force them onto it in the fucking rice mountains and all that shit, and then they grow them into these.
I don't know if rice mountains is a racist term or a real term, but it sounds so racist.
When I say things, yeah. It's probably racist.
It's at least racist.
Yeah, and then they'll send them down. That's when you get these lady boys who kind of look like women. Yeah. But they didn't have a choice.
Well, I mean, they're Asian. They're halfway there.
Yeah, yeah. They're not bad.
Go ahead.
They're just tall.
A one-size-fits-all puberty experience. If you're trans, intersex, or non-binary, know that you're not the only one feeling confused. For some intersex people, puberty may start later than age 14. You might experience some of puberty's changes and not others.
Oh, but somebody blow her head off?
Freak! That's Brad Pitt's daughter. Fight Club.
Ah, what is that?
There's only one rule about fight playing.
Good.
There are medicines you can take to help your body start the process, like hormone replacement therapy. Some people decide on hormones or surgeries to help their bodies match up to their gender identity, or how they feel inside about themselves. Your gender identity is real. You should be the one to decide what changes you want to make to your body. If you're transgender or non-binary, you may...
You hear the instrument in the background? Wait, it's like a fart.
Yeah, why is there farting?
They're like farting. It's like they're using acid as instruments.
Brad Pitt farting on trans children.
Brad Pitt, what do you think of this?
I love this. Hollywood actor Brad Pitt.
It's Brad Pitt farting. He's just sitting back. He's just a piece of shit. He's just swigging from a Jack Daniel's bottle. Yeah. What are you watching, kids?
All right, what do you think of transgender children? I think they're the pit.
Nice. Gender or non-binary, you may find that your puberty experiences don't line up with your gender identity or how you see yourself.
You gross. Look
that like... feeling can be uncomfortable, scary, and stressful. If that sounds like you, know that you're not alone.
Hey, baby. Oh, black person!
He's racist. Oh, it's a man! Hey, baby.
Hey, what's up? What's up, baby girl?
He smacks her.
Oh, my God. What's between your legs?
I don't play that shit.
Motherfucker.
You dead, motherfucker.
You nasty.
There are medicines you can take to delay puberty for a while. They're called puberty blockers, and they work like a stop sign by halting the hormones testosterone and estrogen that cause puberty changes like facial hair growth and periods. Puberty blockers are safe and can give you more time to figure out what feels right for you, your body, and your gender identity.
Oh, so they're saying that these will just pause your puberty for a hot minute.
Like a gap year.
Just pause it. Okay.
Just
yeah.
Just take a couple of years to decide. But then how fast is it then? You know, is it like...
It's got to fuck you up.
The pausing it?
I'm sure it can't be good
for... Yeah, you just have a big lump on your neck. That's fine.
I don't know. Dude, when I was 13, I wanted to be a teacher. Yuck. Mm. I can't imagine making a decision like that.
Yeah, that's true. at 12 years old, 13 years old, like...
I wanted to be a comic.
So I wanted to be... Yeah, did you want to be a comedian then?
Yeah.
What happened? I wanted to be a pro wrestler. I wanted to be a pro wrestler when I was that age.
You're almost there, yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
What did you want to be when you were a little kid, Colin?
I don't know. I don't think I ever had any ambition.
No ambitions or aspirations?
No, not really. I don't think so. Never really gave a fuck about it.
Really?
No. There was one time I wanted to be like a businessman. I didn't know what that meant. I just wanted to be like Gordon Gekko, just fucking doing coke. And
wanted to open a briefcase.
I just wanted to dump fucking waste in a little village somewhere and make
money.
Sounds
like a plan, my friend.
Yeah.
I
would hate to, I mean this, since I'd hate to have like a trans kid.
You'd hate it.
It would just be so exhausting.
If you could choose
that or not, there's no way you're gonna go, great, give me a fucking it's so much conversation.
It's,
you know,
it's just the fucking worst.
Every day. Just watching your daughter shave her beard.
I'm not saying I wouldn't love my son.
Your daughter.
Nobody's rooting for that.
I'm just saying,
you should only root for like healthy and happy.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that is not healthy or happy. That's psychotic.
Harry Hitler.
Think about how emotional kids get on regular puberty and like how their minds go. Now drugging them to fuck that up.
Sure.
That's how you make crazy people.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Think about how crazy your chick gets 3 days a month.
Dude,
you're pumping your son full of that.
No, he's blocking it.
I would love my son, obviously, if no matter what. But if
James turned into Jamie,
I would.
James Santa Claus actually is real, and he sees everything, and he thinks it's kind of fucked up.
Oh yeah, this is the first time you're getting two presents this year.
Oh, that's weird. Somebody's made the naughty list.
Wait, there's only one present on the list this year. Be a girl.
No, I would love my son, but I would definitely hide him from the world. I would tell everyone that he died. I would tell everyone, I'm like, yeah, dude, he died.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. I got this.
Like Rapunzel, this fucking with lock
kid. I think we all agree when you're a little kid, you go, kid, that's fucking insane. But we've all met adult trans people who are chilling. You could have like a chilling ass trans person.
Yes, I know a few transgender people. Can I be honest with you? The transgender people that I know.
Freaks.
I'm not going to say that word because that's fucked up, Colin. What I'm going to say is don't actually seem...
He's Irish.
They don't actually seem happy. And I don't know if it's because they're not happy.
It could be like a chicken or egg situation.
Every trans person that I know, that I know a few, they genuinely still seem like they have unhappiness. Even after the surgeries, even after the hormones and after this other stuff, it seems like they haven't really... Whatever they're searching for with that, they haven't really found. And now... They're freaks.
But how many of them are like hot? How many of them are like hot chicks?
A couple of them.
Oh, they are? Oh, yeah. Nice.
Well, that's kind of typical, right? Like, you remember when you were a kid, you'd see like an older man like dressed like a woman and be like, oh my goodness. But it's like, no, there's young women. Like, there's young men dressing like women, but you just think they're chicks. You don't notice it.
Yeah, I'm confused.
There's more than enough young men wandering around that you just think are chicks that aren't even necessary.
Scott, are you trying to tell us a story and introduce it slowly?
Right in front of your eyes. You'd be surprised. Look,
we got to wrap this one up. I got to get out of here. This has been fun. You guys are the fucking shit. Support all these guys and everything they do. We will see you guys at Skankfest this weekend. Make sure you guys go to mintcomedy.com and get those pay-per-views if you guys can't be there live. And we'll check you guys next week on the Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.